The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Good morning, Terence.
Good morning, Darren.
You got a scoop for us today, hey?
Well, it is a scoop. And also, remember earlier this year, I sent you a little video from somewhere.
Oh, is that where you were? You sneaky, sneaky. Yes, and you had the palm trees behind you, and you had a cocktail, and you were by the pool.
Blue ocean, yeah. So
and you were like, where am I? Did anyone get it right?
No, okay. Nobody got it right. And so I was in the Philippines, which I can now reveal. Okay. I was doing behind the scenes on the new season of Survivor South Africa, which is completely up your street. You did Survivor.
I did South Africa. I suffered it.
I'll tell you what, it's back. And I can tell you firsthand that the show is bigger, it's better.
Yeah.
There's so much more. It's now being produced by, do you remember Henri Besson and Leroux Botha?
Mm-hmm.
They have they're super fans of the show.
Yeah.
And they have a company called Afrikaans Film and Television.
Yes.
And they are now producing Survivor.
Epic producers. They do a lot of really good content.
But the thing is, they are uber fans of the show.
Okay.
They can tell you anything about
any season and any contestant
around the world.
Wow.
Of the show. So I've spent a few days observing the shooting, including the games and the challenges, the tribal councils, and they've pulled out all the stops this season. I caught up with Emmet publicity manager Ingrid Engelbrecht this week. Ingrid Engelbrecht, Survivor South Africa is back. What can we expect?
The last time we had a Survivor was 4 years ago, so it's hurry time, and fans are asking for it, and so we have delivered. This season is kind of bigger than any season we've done before. For the first time, the castaways have to outwit, outplay, and outlast for 59 days. Previous seasons used to be sort of 27, 28, 29 days, so this one is almost 40 days, which is much, much longer.
Well, obviously you can't give too much away, but tell me a bit about the contestants on the show this year.
So the contestants, when we set out to cast for this, which is the sixth season of the series, we were very adamant from the get-go that we wanted to find Survivor super fans, people who understood that it's not just about the physicality of getting through the food deprivation and the sleep deprivation and catching your own food and sort of the typical survivalist skills, but actually understanding the nuances of this very complicated game. And then secondly, you know, we want as diverse a group of contestants as we could possibly get from a personality point of view, from, you know, people from different walks of life, people from different parts of the country, different ages. You know, we have the youngest contestant we've ever cast before, who's 19, and our oldest contestant is 55 years old. So we really have a huge range of ordinary South Africans that everyone can relate to, basically.
And of course, you shot this in the Philippines. Why the location?
The location is almost like a character in the show itself. You know, it has to be beautiful, but it also, you know, it has to be quite harsh. The Philippines is exquisite, and it also has been home to other Survivor series, international Survivor series. The Americans have shot a few of their seasons there. Just before we came in, they had just wrapped an Israeli season of the show, and before that a French season. So so they are equipped, they have the infrastructure, they have the expertise. A lot of our crew were local Filipino crew. It was just the ideal location.
No, 100%. I mean, when I was there, it was very picturesque, and it was, you know, sitting around sipping pina coladas and that kind of thing. But the Survivor Island itself is pretty grueling.
Absolutely. I think people know this by now, but they really don't get any help from us at all. It is completely up to them to fend for themselves, to build their own shelter, to source their own food. The only thing that they get, which is standard in this competition, is clean drinking water.
And so what does that do to these contestants? Because, I mean, they're facing all of that, and then they still have to go and compete in challenges and be physically strong.
Yeah, and I think this speaks to the essence of Survivor is it's not about what you can endure physically, you know. It's really about mental strength.
Listen, Terence, that's one of the most questions I get asked as an ex-Survivor contestant. Is it really that hard? I can promise you it's even harder because what you see on TV is half an hour. We are there 24 hours a day. There's no extra food. There are no amenities. You know, try going through one day sleep deprived. Yeah. It's hard. But we're also food deprived and we're family deprived and we're stuck in scenarios where you know somebody is trying to stab you in the back. 100%. It is the most grueling social experiment ever designed, and I'm shocked that they'll even put this stuff on TV.
And you know, I know exactly what that feels like because I walked out of that first day.
Yes.
Remember when we played the
Yes. game? And and Christina Storm, same thing, walked out first day. And old Jub has self-diagnosed internal infection because they literally couldn't handle it. It is hectic.
It's not for the faint-hearted.
So you were there, so you can tell us, are there any Durban contestants?
They are. And coming up, I reveal them.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terrence Pillay.
So Terrence snuck off, got a behind the scenes at the new Survivor South Africa, which is promising to be the most epic one ever. And so how many Durbanites are in there?
This season's going to be big. So there are three Durban contestants in the show. And I'm always quite keen on the Durban contestants because, you know, the winner of season one was Vanessa Mirawa. And she's from Durban.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, Durban contestants do really well on the show.
Yeah.
This year...
We're not freaked out by sand and oceans.
That's right. Worms. And they deliver quite a punch this season as well. So there's Martinus Oosthuizen. He's an investment advisor. He's 29 years old. He's no-nonsense, a devout Christian, father of one. He's a member of Mensa, and so he's intellectually quite nimble.
Mm-hmm.
He admits that he struggles to read people and their emotions, so the social aspect of the game may pose a challenge for him. And you know that's a big part of it.
That's a huge part.
But Martinez says that viewers can expect him to be 100% real at all times during the competition.
Mm-hmm.
But how seriously will the other castaways
take we'll see when you're sleep deprived and food deprived and family deprived, how real you stay. Good luck, Tunis.
100%. So then there's Seamus Holmes. He's 25, he's a property broker. He's a super fan of the Survivors.
Hang on
franchise.
A second. A property broker's name is Seamus Holmes.
Seamus Holmes.
What's in the name?
That's brilliant.
All right.
He says he's not there to make any friends in the island. He
confesses
that he's coming into the game to play hard, cause chaos, initiate as many blindsides as possible.
I love it. I'm already Team Seamus.
He's an unapologetic villain and strategist, and he admits that his weak spot could be incorrectly identifying the other strategies in the game.
Yeah.
He's physically fit. He's visibly strong.
Where's he from?
From Durban.
Where in Durban? Durban.
Oh, I can't tell you.
Okay. You can't tell us.
And fans of the show will immediately recognize him. He's got the signature blue straw hat. Remember that one guy that had the red Speedo?
Tense.
I forget what his name is.
Darvey.
Anyway, this guy's got this blue straw hat. And then the last contestant is Tevin Naidu, and we all know him. He's an anchor on Mela on SABC.
Hmm.
And he's also a medical doctor.
Yes.
And he was Mr. India South Africa.
Yeah. And we know him very well.
Tevin is a Survivor buff, and he has watched every season of every franchise, sometimes watching individual seasons up to 15 times, he says. And his interest line in fields
help,
of
by the way.
Neuroscience.
It still doesn't help.
Behavioral science and physical cosmology. And he believed that Survivor is the best human social experiment on Earth.
No, he's quite right about that. Listen, before I went, I was practicing how to make fires with two sticks in my backyard. What I should have been doing is reading books on human nature.
Well, that's what he did.
Yeah.
So he read books on human nature, right? And he says he plans to do a lot of lying on the island.
Excellent strategy.
As he feels it's the only way to play a successful and social strategic game. And to have the competitors eating out of the palm of his hands. And I have to say, watch out for this boy.
Okay, so we might be... that's his name?
And he's a hero to the tribe and a villain to the viewers. And he also says that his all-time favorite player in the game is Boston Rob.
Okay.
Who, you know, is the biggest villain of all.
Yeah, so. It's legendary.
And so this new season kicks off on the 3rd of May, on Thursday. So
on Mnet.
On Mnet. Catch and watch my Twitter for
Will you give us a little?
I'll give you some tips.
Oh, nice. That's at Terrence Pillay. One R in Terrence. Thanks, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.
Who's this chick, bro? There's some other...
There's a goal. Yes,
a chick, Sky.
Welcome
to 1954. May I vote?
Well, may I vote?
Oh!
East Coast. Breakfast with Darren Moore, Kerry and Sky.